Well, hello there. Welcome to another episode of the Amateur Tarot Pod.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
Oh, well, I stepped over your line.
No, I stepped on yours. I just wanted to also welcome them.
Okay, well, this is the only podcast where we, two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions, and that's for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, that's important to note, the for entertainment purposes only.
Yes.
I was reading tarot for a stranger in a coffee shop yesterday.
How did that come about? I mean, you were there.
I was there. I had a stack of tarot cards.
Did you approach them or did they approach you?
They approached me. I never approach other people because, like, I'm kind of a bigger guy with a beard and, like, that would be weird if I'm like, hey, can I read your tarot cards, please?
I do imagine that's what you do.
I just shove decks at people.
Yeah.
But no, this person asked me what I was doing, and we started talking, and I was like, you want me to read your tarot?
Then you're like, I've got you into my web.
That is exactly how it happened.
I do imagine you just sitting at coffee shops with a tarot deck, and then you're just very, very loudly like, oh man, I wish there were someone around to read these tarot cards for.
What can I do with all these magical cards?
Yeah, and then people feel bad for you, so they...
Well, they asked me... They wanted to know about their job.
Okay.
And they're looking at several job opportunities. And I got to the end of the reading and I realized that I had just told this person to move to Belgium. And that was kind of a big deal. And so I was like, this is for entertainment purposes only. I don't know if I said that before, but I don't believe in any of this. And I just want to let you know what the cards are saying. Definitely you should move to Belgium. What I'm saying, you got to follow whatever you think is right.
What did he say? Is he going to move to Belgium?
They are going to possibly still move to Belgium. They just have a little bit more magical information on it now.
Okay.
So.
I always front load my readings with my Tarot HIPAA confidentiality statement so that people feel comfortable telling me things. Oh, but I guess I should say for entertainment purposes only as well.
Yeah, I guess I don't have a Tarot HIPAA.
Oh, you got to.
Because I just blab it on the podcast. I mean, I didn't say who this person was.
Sure.
But obviously, if somebody moves to Belgium this year, that's who it was.
Yeah.
So
if you know somebody who's moving to Belgium this year, it's probably that person.
Yeah. And this year is what, in the next 6 days?
Yeah, something like that.
So if you know anybody that's moving to Belgium in the next 6 days, that was who I read for.
Yeah.
And I'm in violation of Tarot HIPAA.
Yes.
TIPAA. Or would it be FIPAA? What does HIPAA stand for?
Something patient privacy, something, something. That's what the P's are for in HIPAA, patient privacy.
Is the H for hospital?
Huh. Or healthcare.
Healthcare.
Health and what is the I?
The I, internet.
Okay. Health and internet, patient privacy, alert.
Act. That's why there's two A's, because it's the act alert.
Yeah. You're being alerted of the act.
Yeah, you get a notification on your phone, and every time you go to the doctor, everyone gets this nationwide notification that you went to the doctor, and that's your HIPAA alert.
Yeah. Yeah, so it would be TIPAA, the Tarot and Internet...
Patient privacy
Alert Act. Yeah.
Act Alert. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds like comedy gold.
Yeah. Put that into the outline so that in the future we can remind people if they submit a question to us, it's covered by TIPAA.
Yes.
It's not, though, because we read their name out.
Yeah, not at all.
And their location.
We will dox you. So come to us with your questions, but not if you don't want to be doxed.
Yeah.
That's our TIPAA.
TIPAA is just TIPAA. For life readings.
So anyway, for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah. We're already having fun. We're entertained.
I'm entertained. And the I in that statement is Brian.
Oh, yeah. I'm Ben.
And that's Ben over there.
We're the hosts of this podcast. And hopefully we're going to entertain you here very shortly by doing what we always do, which is reading tarot by drawing three cards from the deck. And in the order that we draw those cards, they indicate the recent past, the current actions, and the future 100% money back, spiritual gold guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
How's that tattoo going?
It's coming along.
Yeah.
You know, you have to like go back several times.
Oh, are you getting more than just the letters? Are you getting a bunch of stuff done around it?
Well, it hurt too bad, so I couldn't get the whole thing. Right now, I'm at 100% money back spiritual.
Okay. Right on.
I was crying, and they were like, you should probably go home and come back.
And it's just the stencil that they're putting on your back. They haven't even started.
They haven't filled it in. So it's coming along. Check in the new year.
We also do a card of the week after we do the 3-card draw. We do a card of the week, and that's for everybody. And then Ben gets to go home.
Sounds great.
So we do an outro.
The greatest right Christmas gift of all. A miracle. A Christmas miracle.
And Ben, I know your household is multicultural.
Yes.
So you talk about Christmas a lot, but you're actually of another faith.
Yes.
Correct? And so that's interesting. I saw pictures that you decorated for multiple holidays in your home.
Oh, yeah. We do it all.
That's pretty cool.
Thanks.
This has been Casual Talking with Brian and Ben.
Yeah. You imagine that we would do this before we opened the mics up and started the show, but
we talked about so much other stuff. There was so much tarot and magic talk, you wouldn't even believe it.
Yeah. All right. Well, should we get into the part of the show where we give advice?
Yeah, I think that part's called Queerin's Corner. So let's go ahead and get over there.
Well, we've taken our sleigh, our eight, what's from the tarot? Horses?
We have sphinxes. We have eight tiny sphinxes on our open chariot.
Yes. Yes. Why didn't I think of that? I talked over you, so now you can't cut it off to make it sound like we just came up with that spontaneously.
That's all right. This whole episode will just be us talking over each other and me not being able to edit it.
We rode our chariot led by eight sphinxes to here.
Eight tiny sphinxes.
And they've brought us to Queerin's Corner.
Merry Monday to all.
All right. So today's question comes to us from Kevin, who's from St. Louis. And Kevin says that he's embarking on a journey to become a teacher. Am I making the right decision or am I on the right track?
I think I know how Kevin intended this question to be asked. And I also know how I read this question every time. The way I think he's asking it is, am I making the right decision? Am I on the right track?
Mm-hmm.
But the way I read it every time I read this question is, am I making the right decision or am I on the right track? Those are the options.
Only if teaching was a bad decision is he on the wrong or the right track.
Right.
Well, let's find out.
Okay, let's do it. So this week.
Or do we have any pre-advice?
I don't know. I don't know what Kevin's background is. I mean, I guess the cards know what Kevin's background is.
Yeah, they'll tell us.
What do you think Kevin's going to be a teacher of?
Welding.
Welding teacher? Okay.
And like wood shop.
Oh, so just a general shop.
Yeah, a shop teacher for sure.
Cool.
That's just what I'm picking up in the energy.
We didn't have shop at my high school.
We didn't have shop at my high school, which is probably for the best because I would have gotten hurt.
Do you think there's shop in any actual high schools? Because I haven't ever talked to anybody who had shop class, and I've only ever seen it in sitcoms.
Do you think maybe it was a creature of, like, the, well, you're old, the 80s? Never mind.
Possibly. It could have
been. But not in your school.
Maybe it's, no, because I lived in a rural area.
That seems like the prime place for it.
It seems like there should have been a shop class.
Was there ever shop class? Is it like the Berenstain thing?
Yeah, this is a real Mandela effect.
There was no shop class. It just somehow got into sitcoms and we all
just bought it. Hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah. Well, we've really cracked something open on this one.
All right. Well, you're going to be in good shape if you become a shop teacher, because I don't think there's any other shop teachers in the world, because there's no such thing as shop class. So you've got the market cornered. Now you just have to build the market.
Yeah.
Well, Ben, this week we're going to use the brand new 78 Tarot Mythic Edition.
Okay.
It just came in the mail.
Okay. A Christmas miracle.
And so this is by 78 different artists. Actually, it's by like 81 different artists because there's...
Oh,
like,
no. Are there extra cards?
Yeah, there's extra cards. Just like in the astral.
Well, Brian, to start, these cards are very large.
They're not obscenely large, but they are noticeably larger than a regular deck.
Yes. I don't know. They're large for me. So, as Brian said, it would be impossible to describe what this deck looks like because all of the cards look completely different. Just the artist's interpretation. Is there some backstory here? Like, I mean, the theme is mythical, but what does that mean?
I don't know because I haven't read the book yet.
Okay.
But I think they all come from some sort of mythology. The book that comes with it has an artist statement from each artist about what they based the card on. But we won't be using that book today.
No, we won't. We'll just be doing it ourselves. So I think the best thing to do would be to probably give this deck 3 stars. And then we will describe the cards that we end up drawing.
And do you think you're going to go back and give this deck more stars afterwards?
I doubt it, but anything's possible, I suppose.
All right.
A Christmas miracle.
A Christmas miracle.
I can't shuffle this deck, Brian.
I'll shuffle it.
Okay.
The cards have a good floppiness to them. Like they're big, but they shuffle well.
They have some bend.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to tell Kevin if his goal to become a shop teacher is on the right track. Flip.
The first card for the past is the 4 of Pentacles.
And on this 4 of Pentacles is a tall, spindly, perhaps tree person with 4 pentacles on them. And they're holding a bunch of gems as well.
And what the 4 of Pentacles talks about is conserving your resources and being sure to save things mm-hmm. for a later time.
Well, if this is our past card, then perhaps leading up to this moment, you know, Kevin has been planning on this going back to school thing for a while. So he was working and conserving, and now he built himself a foundation from which he can pursue this more fulfilling goal.
I like that. And so you're right off the bat from this card, you get the idea that being a teacher is more fulfilling than what they're doing now?
Well, I mean, I just assume so. Why else would Kevin have decided, I mean, going back to school? Not that I would know anything about that, but going back to school is a lot of work.
Yeah, but you get that teacher money.
Yeah. You know, all those rich 1% teachers.
Yeah. That's why people get into teaching.
Yeah.
So you can just sit up there in the C-suite of teachers and put your feet up on the desk and let the apples roll in.
Well, by fulfilling, I meant like financially.
Is there any other type of fulfillment?
No.
All right. Well, let's see what the present says.
Flip.
The 2 of Swords.
All right. So the 2 of Swords. The 2 of Swords. Shows, I mean, essentially, if the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were wolves,
mm-hmm.
that is what this is. Because it's like a very big, strong wolf with 6-pack abs and a purple blindfold on. And then there's like just a regular wolf on one side and then like a sexy maiden on his other side.
I want you to go back and listen to what you just said, Ben, and then tell me how many stars you gave this deck, because that sounded like 7.
Oh, man. So that's this card. Teenage Mutant Ninja Wolf. Okay, so the 2 of Swords, that's a card that's about making a big decision.
Yeah, and so that's no help for you. We're at that place. You have asked this question. The 2 of Swords has said you're asking a question.
Is the decision making the right decision or being on the right track?
Right.
Are those the two balanced swords?
Well, I think in the way that Kevin meant it, yes. With the 2 choices are being on the right track or making the right decision.
Yeah, exactly. And we don't know which.
We don't know which.
So this card is useless.
I bet this wolf would be very good in shop class.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine them teaching people how to blacksmith things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's got the swords. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Those swords aren't very high quality swords. They look almost like feathers in how much they've been torn up. I feel like they need more swords. Wait. Wait a minute. Is that woman a werewolf? And on the other side is the full wolf form. And in the middle is the werewolf form of the woman.
So it's like splitting the difference between being a human and being a wolf by being this jacked wolf mutant.
Yeah, it's Animorphs.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Perfect.
7 stars. Maybe the advice is that Kevin should become a wolf.
I think that's good advice. I think we should go back to every episode and see if we can give that advice.
Just be a wolf.
Have you tried being a wolf?
All right, here comes the future. Flip.
The 8 of Swords. Another sword card.
Yeah, this one shows a woman that is, well, I guess she's like a rattlesnake.
I think, yeah, she's a Gorgon.
Yes, That's exactly what she is. She's a Gorgon, and there's a bunch of swords on the drawing. Some of which are piercing her eyes.
It looks like two swords are going into her eyes.
This card is much grimmer than the usual Eight of Swords.
Which isn't like the world's happiest card to begin with.
No. So the Eight of Swords is about feeling trapped by your situation.
Yeah. And a lot of times it's a kind of trapped where you can get out of it on your own if you would just take off your blindfold. And this Medusa does have a blindfold on, but it doesn't look like this Medusa could get out on their own.
Are Gorgons blind?
No.
No. I know they turn you into stone.
Right. And that's how Medusa got turned into stone, because Jason had the shield. Not Jason. Achilles had the shield and reflected Medusa's vision back to herself. And then she turned into stone.
I knew that.
I think that's what happened. Also,
I believe it.
He cut her head off and carried it around. So maybe I'm mixing up movies and actual myths.
I do remember that he did that. That part is true. But you said the other part on the show, and you said it last, so.
So it's true.
It's true.
I have just written mythology.
Good for you.
I feel powerful.
So, in terms of Kevin's question, the way that I would interpret this is that Kevin has come to us asking this question about being on the right track, making the right decision, which implies to me some sense of Kevin not being super sure of himself and super sure that this is the right decision. And I think that the answer to this question, as with most questions, is that the power has been inside you all along, and that the way, you know, we can't say that this is the right decision or the wrong decision, but questioning it doesn't, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, questioning it isn't going to make it the right decision, only kind of taking off the blindfold, being confident that this is the right choice.
Yeah, I think
can make this the right decision.
A lot of times what I see the Two of Swords as in particular is that is, you know, intellectually what the right answer is. You're avoiding making that choice because of non-intellectual reasons. There's more weight to it besides just the facts. But what the Two of Swords indicates to me, and the Eight of Swords that follows it, is that you need to pay attention to those facts and then move forward and do the factually correct thing. Don't follow your gut on this, follow your head.
Okay. And we don't know necessarily the facts of the situation, but Kevin does.
Well, we know that Kevin is studying to be a shop teacher.
Right.
And that, well, that's all we know.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I think that's enough facts. Kevin is studying to be a shop teacher and knows whether or not they're going to be a good shop teacher or a cruddy shop teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, should we flip one card and see if they're going to be a good teacher or a bad teacher?
I mean, if that's what you think is best.
I don't know what I think is best. I'm at a real Two of Swords right here.
All right, well, we'll have to flip another card because I feel like, you know, Kevin specifically wants to know if he's on the right track, and we haven't given him a solid conclusion.
All right, well, let's flip one more card.
All right, flip.
The Four of Swords.
Okay.
Not helpful swords.
Not helpful. Swords,
none of these
never
swords
helpful.
Are helpful.
Here, this is a... man, it's like if the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles got double radioacted and became, like, disgusting old mole people.
Yeah, I think that mole person has a blindfold on as well.
Yeah, he does.
So that's three swords cards in a row, three blindfolds in a row.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I didn't finish describing the card, which, you know, we have this mole person and he's got a sword and there's three other swords in the background and like a weird stained glass window, but I don't think it's a stained glass window.
No, I think that's actually people back there.
Oh, there's people at the door of the mole tunnel casting aspersions on this mole person. And the Four of Swords, the unhelpful Four of Swords, is all about resting. But you know what else it's about? It's about patience.
Okay.
And so I think that the answer, the unsatisfying answer, perhaps, is that Kevin is on this path and he's unsure of where this path is leading. And we keep getting these swords and these blindfolds, which would imply that, like, the answer is somewhat unknowable at this point as to whether or not Kevin is on the right track. And in the world of magic and mystical woo-woo, I am even more convinced than the fact that we turned over another card and we got another sword and another blindfold that we just don't have a satisfying answer to supply, and that the answer to Kevin's question of is he on the right track is like, shrug guy, and we just have to be patient, and that answer will become clear as we go forward in time.
So, sorry, Kevin.
We tried.
We don't have an answer from the cards for you except to be patient. Just slow down a little bit and enjoy the journey on the way to becoming a teacher.
I think that's good.
All right. Jump on out of here.
Fly, chariots.
All right, Kevin. Well, I know that wasn't the most helpful answer, but we hope it helped.
Yes. And now it's time for the card of the week.
Wow, that seems really fast. It seems like we really rushed to the card of the week this week.
Really?
Does it not feel like that to you?
No, I feel like we drew four cards. We had a lovely discussion about being patient.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
Maybe you're just having so much fun recording the show that it's just flying by.
I am. I'm having a ton of fun. There's no better way I would rather spend my December 24th.
Yeah, me too.
All right, so it's time for the card of the week. And this week, we are going to be using the Happy Tarot. This is the first time in a while we're using a non-independent deck.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know, but I believe you. All right, well, the Happy Tarot, which comes to us from Los Carabao, it says with tarosophy, whatever that means. Is it imbued with magic powers?
Yeah, that's some sort of magical class that Cult? Los Carabao offers.
Oh, okay. Why don't we have a tarot class?
We do. It's in the group.
Oh, you're right. We do have a tarot class in our Facebook group. Go join that.
And I'm also working on getting it on the website. There's just a few content issues that I need to deal with.
Okay, I'm sure the listeners are loving that.
Yeah, they're riveted. Everybody is on the edge of their seat waiting for when we're going to put more content on the website. And yeah. I'm telling you, that content is a-coming.
So this deck, the Happy Tarot, is chibi-fied.
Yes.
I mean, if that's a word people know.
I think so.
Okay, it's not Cabbage Patch Kids, but it's like, I don't know, you know.
It's adorable.
It's adorable. There's a lot of candy and cotton candy and treats and snacks and adorable little people doing the things that the people on the tarot do, but with candy instead of, and like wooden swords and those spring little rocking things that you rock back and forth on the playground.
You were just looking at one of the knights.
Yeah.
I looked at this deck a lot yesterday.
Yeah, it's adorable. You handed me the deck and I was ready to really tear into this one, but I mean, what's that movie? Wreck-It Ralph. It's like the candy world they go to in Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, yeah.
Is what it's like. And is it like wrong of me to give this deck 4 stars?
No, I think that's great.
Are you sure it's okay?
Yeah.
I was really ready to just get my 2-star stamp out and go,
I knew stars. You were, because you'd only seen The Fool before, mm-hmm. and you thought that this was some sort of cute Legend of Zelda deck.
Yeah.
But now that you've seen more of the cards.
Now that I've seen more of the cards, I have to give it 4 stars.
Wonderful.
So, the card of the week, Brian. Tell the people playing along at home what they can win.
Well, this card is for everybody. This card is for you and you and you. I'm not going to go through all of you, but there's 2 more. There's 2 more people that are listening to the show. And it's for...
Sorry you didn't get the shout out.
For all of you. And we're just going to tell you how to live your life this week in order to live your best life. If Ben can keep from throwing my cards all over the place.
I cannot. Brandon, should we use the card that I threw on the floor as the card of the week? Is that trying to tell us something?
I think that's a jumper. I think that's a good idea.
All right. Well, the jumper was the 6 of Swords.
The 6 of Swords. You want to describe it?
Sure. We have 2 people in a boat punting their way through water towards a lovely candy hill. There's some like Lucky Charms in the water. And you're going to read things. So you do that.
Yes. So something that's even more adorable about this deck is that at the end of each little definition, it says how you can find happiness, because this is the Happy Tarot.
Oh, I like that.
So
what a great deck. What an unexpectedly great deck.
We're looking at the Six of Swords here, and the Six of Swords says, don't stay in the midst of a conflict that isn't going anywhere. You'll benefit more from reserving your strength and living to fight another day. You can find happiness by choosing your battles. That's not what I think of the Six of Swords at all, but that's what the Six of Swords is this week.
Well, I was going to say something else too. So what did you think the Six of Swords was going
to
say?
I think the Six of Swords is about taking a journey that you don't necessarily want to take, mm-hmm. but it's necessary.
I agree with you.
But I guess walking away from a battle, walking away from an argument, walking away from something that you care about.
Some cost.
Is that. So I'll accept it.
Well, what can I share my interpretation of this card? Which is why we're just, everything's coming up like fate today.
Excellent.
Because tomorrow is Christmas, but then after Christmas, there's like the week that's between Christmas and New Year's. And I suppose that's a happy week, but it's like, that's the journey from all of the holiday cheer that I love so much to New Year's, and then it's just winter for 3 months or 4 months, and you don't get any days off of work, really, and there's nothing happy about that time. And so this is the painful transition from Christmas time to just the rest of winter, just the bleak 4 months until summer.
I see that. So how can our lols be happy this week?
They can't. You just have to deal with that. It's a painful transition that you have to take, and you just have to deal with it every year.
But I think if you choose to focus on other things,
okay,
if you choose your battles,
okay, and not battle against the Gregorian calendar,
right, you can choose to focus on the fact that things are starting fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Winter is killing everything, and in the spring, things will start fresh again. The holiday vacation party period is over, and so all the fun times are done, but that paves the way for a fresh start in the new year. So thinking about things as a fresh start, think about it, something happier, like the death card.
Yeah.
Things need to end in order for other things to begin, and you need to go on this journey of the last week of the year in order to get into the first week of the next year.
That's true.
So that's the advice. Did that make sense? Was there advice in there?
I think so.
All right.
Just like there was advice for Kevin.
Ooh, poor Kevin. Is that our first time that we didn't give advice?
I don't know. I'm sure that there's been other times where we've just shrugged and been like, I don't know, good luck.
I don't think that there's been a time when the cards have been so spiteful in telling us that it wasn't going to give us an answer.
Well, here's the thing to remember. It's not our fault that we didn't give Kevin good advice. It's the card's fault.
It's definitely the card's fault. And this time they just kept saying swords and blindfolds, swords and blindfolds. What are you going to do?
Yeah, that's why we have the cards, because then it's not on us.
Oh, our card of the week, another sword. At least there's no blindfold on this.
True.
But nobody's facing us either. Everybody's facing away.
Well, take that for what you will.
Yeah, that was the card of the week.
And now it's time to close this box up so that we can go home and open other boxes.
Yeah, this is Ben's holiday present from me.
The outro. So thank you very much to Kevin. Sorry that we provided so little help.
Thank you very much to our lols.
Sorry that we provided so little help.
How about a moment of silence for the lost lols?
All right. That's all the thanking that we need to do. Now time for some self-promotion.
Yeah. You can find us at amateurtarot.com.
New content coming soon.
Soonish.
Ish. Also, amateurtarotreading@gmail.com. That's the direct question sending email address.
You can call us or text us at our phone number at 314-325-6047.
And you can find us on the social medias at Tarot Amateur on Twitter, at Amateur Tarot on Instagram.
You can contact Ben on the internet at imakingallthisup.com. That's where he takes people who have jobs and turns them into people who are prepared for better jobs.
And you can find Brian on Twitter at ZenIronMan if you are curious about what Brian does outside of the Tarot podcast, which is not that much.
We have a Facebook page and a Facebook group. Both of them are Amateur Tarot. And so you can find us there. You can do the page to just show us that you like us, but you can do the group to get involved and see little scenes from how we do this and little sneak peeks at things that are coming and exclusive content like the classes that are only on there right now.
So also a thing you could do to give back in this holiday season, if you're still looking for something nice to do to make yourself feel better about the holidays, you could give us a rating and review. Help two people in need of ratings and reviews on iTunes.
Yeah.
That helps us out.
And finally, it's your favorite part. It's the last part before you go home, Ben.
Yep. It's thank you too. And you're smiling. Do you have somebody to thank this week?
No, I just love hearing what you have to say.
Okay, who I have to thank. All right, well, this week I'm thanking Gandalf.
Gandalf. Gandalf the Grey or Gandalf the White?
Gandalf the Grey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm thanking Gandalf the Grey for all the hard work he did and then the sacrifices that he made along the way.
He did.
An inspiration to us all. And now,
spoiler alert, magic is real.
What is up with it? So something, I mean, yeah. Well, here we are.
Also.
Oh, that. Yes.